Getting to know what are the areas that are experiencing challenges. Meaning that in the different terms, which is the municipal that you can say is the ICT? Which one is the old? Which one is the ICT? So that we are able to know what are the program programs in order to be done in that respect. Linked to that, there's a section in the municipal system that I will not remember, but say, that says the minister is supposed to give us a report every year. Now, on the state of the municipality, but across the country. That clause was not used, but was invoking it. That is coming true in terms of ensuring that. The last point is, we have mentioned in regards to the municipal and the local government affairs. Now, before you came, I was talking to our former colleague in Malawi about saying that maybe what are the issues that people that like to use and fight. One of the things that was good from my part is to give ourselves power that is needed. Because you know, when you're dealing with law, you can't afford not to take yourself by guilty. One of those things that the law says that you inform a man when you are investigating the police. But the law says that you must inform a man about the outcome. And also what you need to do with the outcome. Now you find that we tend not to shy from things. We want to ensure that the sentence is not bad. The other one is that we need privacy of the community. The issue that says that when a municipal manager is appointed, when a new team comes in for a contract expires, after expires, you must have a handover of 3 years. When I say, you know, it's doing very well in the fight, it's a couple of 5 years. It will take this happen for 2 years. Your 3 years and your 5 years is gone. That's what I'm telling you to ensure that you affect your own policy. We are saying that you don't know what you're doing, that is other colleagues are saying that maybe a year, but other fellow in the market is 6 months, a year, 2 months, you get over. Every day, you wake up to hand over, can you take a year? Now, I think there's something that we must put plans on. I say we're not negotiating in terms of that law. to say what not to that. But among the most important things that are raised is that issue of intervention. And here at your guidelines, we first heard from Mala to business within the guidelines issued by the Department of Provincial and Local Government. We said, no, the guidelines can't be represented. Parliament is supposed to be in that space. Now, what we call the minister to come and talk to us on the guidelines, so we're able to end things that are on the end. So we believe we are the people who are interfacing with the students. Therefore, a lot of the students are accumulating somebody from a time. Now, what to look at that? Now, I'm saying overall, that's what we look at it. Because what we have by the people, there's an issue of faith. What is the district development for this? I mean, you've got that in the year. Do you disband what committee? Because what committee is said by what? If you do so because you're disbanded, the council institution, what happens to the community participation? Is it not the council as an association and participation of the city in relation to that? It's something that to me, I think, is something that must be in contention at that point because these things are great. And therefore, we are engaging on that issue. Now, I say that this is one of the most important things coming in here. All the democratic. Is going to open political position for this and you are going to amongst those that will engage in the matter. Those are good news. I know that you have been practicing that. This thing is known by when you talk to Mr. Akira, he knows more about what you're supposed to know. Now, it's good in our hands. I am sure that the participation you're able to form, because you have experience in dealing with matters. Now, I'm saying that those are good news for me, because we can share the same sentiment that we've been dealing with of participation. Now, I'm saying that MC can be a very happy always appreciate what they do. We always like to go back to it. So they are thinking about that. You must be effective, whether you're wrong, right or wrong, something else. But you must take the risk. That to me is very important. Now, I would say that you are very precise. And you are there on the ground. And then whatever we do at the same time, we always appreciate it. That's why they didn't say, you know, what will come in your thoughts with it. So today, like I think, the colleagues on my side here, know, I have, these are all veterans of the community. They have been here to start in the morning. Where my mother and my mom are. Among my kids. I'm going to get a little bit of a when I meet with men, which we do quarterly, every 3 months, every time I meet with the mayors, I find myself having to welcome new mayors. Because of this fluid environment, because I did that on the 12th of October last year. I'm likely to do that next month when I meet the mayor, but I'm not the new mayor. The one that was there, where we explain policies and do certain things, is no longer there. And you always have to start afresh. So we're dealing with that fluidity in the province. It gives rise to a number of issues, which are affecting governance and stability in municipalities, and of course, resulting in issues of sensitive money. When a new mayor comes, then the top management of that municipality must familiarize themselves with the new ideas and the vision of this new mayor now, who might want to change certain things and so on. So it's not helping. And as a result of that, we have no answers at the problem. We insisting on one or two things. Because we don't have a choice in terms of appointing mayor. That is not our role. It's just a party role. But we have got a big responsibility in ensuring stability in municipalities, a big responsibility in ensuring that the fair deliver in all of those municipalities, regardless of who the mayor is, which party is that municipality. It forces us to be very strong on issues of compliance, but also in terms of the outcomes of the service delivery. And you being lawmakers, you have empowered all ministers and anything in this country about how to deal with such situations. The IDP is one tool that we utilize around that. A number of other tools, including the law that has been made in our Supreme law in terms of the Constitution, where we should intervene or even investigate. So we have those laws. Some of our duty is empowered to get to the question as to where you're saying, whether you have the appetite to take the risk at a particular point in time and deal with the consequences thereafter. And you do all of that in the interest of the citizen that must not suffer in the process. But one of the things that is giving rise, that is a result of that cohesion, you have a lot of competition all the time. Those who are outside of the mayoral community would like to compete and want to be in there and therefore force a change of leadership at the post-pandemic. Something very strange and fun that I was able to pick up just before the flock crossing on the 1st of September. A few weeks before that, we got a lot of complaints from different councillors playing the role of whistleblowing, saying there's corruption here, there's corruption there, but only analyzing. And you decide, no, it meant to bring life to the floor crossing. The good thing is, councillors will do that throughout the year, not only when it comes to floor crossing, but we identify it as certain. We're going to speak about Bopo's residence and Central Kahoe. I wanted to create that context for us to understand that we find ourselves having to deal in a very strong way with the option we have is either we can fold our arms and let everything happen as usual. In which case, I should not be in this position as an MEC. Because the reason why we have MECs is for us to play the monitoring, support, and intervention role where it is necessary and needed. Besides Central Kahoe, you have not asked us to speak about other areas. You have recently issued a directive to the Overberg district municipality on the same basis. As I was coming here now, getting calls and something is going to be in the news later on, that the Prime Minister of Eastern George municipality, which is about infighting in a party that is ruling there, but then a mayor is suspended, and in which case there's only one person to suspend a councillor. It's an MEC of a province. But I'm just raising that tomorrow we might see that in the MEC, but we have got to deal with those issues.
You also aware that in the province we have set up a commission called the Erasmus Commission to deal with that, and those are also not unrelated to the issue that I'm going to be speaking about. But coming back to Beaufort West and Central Karoo, common in all of this, when those that are incumbent, that are ruling in the mayoral community, there is therefore a growing dissent and therefore a possibility, if a municipality says a vote of no confidence, there is a negative sentiment and a tendency of those that are incumbent to want to ignore, that they call it not want to convene meetings. Well, they know that if you convene a meeting, it's the end of the day. And therefore they play with time and come with all sorts of things. While you speak, the speaker is speaking, is out of town. If anything is called, certain councillors are called not to attend, so there's no quorum. There are all sorts of tricks. It's something that is forcing us, therefore, to intervene. Well, you can't have much. Municipalities are there to govern on behalf of our citizens and deliver services to them. So I do want to pay really this picture, because I don't want us to see that we just happy to just intervene indiscriminately and all that. The situation in the Beaufort West and Central Karoo is starting arising out of the flow crossing. For the flow crossing, you have a number of challenges there where the municipality could not convene meetings. The number of factors, we have another flow crossing, there was a court case affecting about five councillors coming from Kosa. Besides that, no meetings were taking place, were being convened. The Central Karoo District in Kosa had its own kind of challenges. That meant that we needed, and the situation that we monitored, it meant that we needed to intervene for which has happened. We issued on the 22nd of October, 2007, a directive. Well, we have given us these powers in 31-89-1 in three categories, where we intervene issuing a directive to force the responses to media obligations. And secondly, where we intervene on a limited basis, as we did in Oslo, and we were called into this house to come and explain our intervention there. We are happy again that we give you a proper support about Oslo and the fact that it was checked. So Oslo was intervening on a limited basis where we involve the power of those councillors without involving the council. The third category of how we have empowered as negative the lawmakers when we dissolve a municipality and they go for fresh elections. We so far we have not gotten that, but I want to say that if we're forced to do that, we will do that just in an honorable member. In the interest, again, of the citizens of all of these municipalities, we have been very careful and what we want to do. So on the 22nd of October, we issued a directive to the Beaufort West municipality and to say to them, after a few days we've done that, the same would apply to the Central Karoo municipality. There was a to and fro, but the government was in the work to deal with this on the date as was directed by our cabinet. They did elect for the first time after flow crossing. They are relative on the 29th of October. But that local responsible for the failed to elect that to the district, the Central Karoo district. And therefore you had a challenge in the district was the people's party was starting to function in a number of issues, the combination of factors. At the same time, the former Minister of Malaysia was taking the district to court around a number of issues. So in one area you got litigation penalties of the five councillors and the federal district, and when the municipal manager taking a federal district to court about him being suspended or expelled. We have to apply our minds on all of those issues pertaining to that. On the 5th of December, in our last cabinet meeting, we submitted a number of scenarios in recommendations to that. We informed the council that based on the senior leader council we got, that it was proper that we then meet for touch. Because the scenario we have with two options, that we either needed to take over as responsibility to go to Christmas knowing that there's a responsibility in that area. But we were advised from the legal opinion that it was important that we waited for the court case. That was meant, that was called, that was set for the 10th and 11th of December, which was later postponed to the 21st of December. And there, because of the court case, those five councillors the case was of the applicant in terms of being caught and our dismissed. And then the pay that jointly and separately. But what does that mean, Chesterfield and honorable members, was that they needed to be a violent, three violent in that municipality. And that the other thing, basically the proportional they needed to be filled in by the court. The IEC acted on that, and the three members have been elected. But something else that has developed. When I presented in the first cabinet meeting last week, on Wednesday, the process on the proposal and exceptional cargo, after that meeting, I was informed that there is an appeal by the affected parties. And what that meant that is that when we're preparing for by-election, that by-election cannot be proceeded with as a result of that. And therefore, it gives us a challenge. The IEC has already proceeded with the election of those two proportionals to the councillor. So by the time this appeal was done, they had already moved. And therefore, those councillors are now councillors, and that's our take in terms of the PR. For the date that was February, the 13th of February, I presented to cabinet a number of options in scenario. One option which was agreed was the issue of going and allowing the process of buying elections to take its course. And look at that and therefore manage other kind of situations. The second option was about taking a different step altogether and taking the severe action on that municipality, both the Kokoto and the Central Karoo. But now, by the time I was doing this to cabinet, I was not aware of the appeal. So this is after the cabinet, one was informed of the appeal, which changes the scenario altogether. You are aware that the presiding and relevant judge in relation to the judgment did make the point that he's going to give his reasons at the end of January. We are therefore setting ourselves to an end of next week to assess that situation. Depending on what the outcome of it and how the situation pans out in Bokoto and Central Karoo, would want you to make an appropriate intervention that is based on assessing the situation itself, which would want to inform this house about those issues. So, very briefly, what we have, Bokoto and Central Karoo is a concern to us. There's a team monitoring them on an ongoing basis. Was want to show that while all of this is happening, sensitive market is not affected. At the same time, we can't go on with the uncertainty and instability of the nature that is happening in open world. And very soon, we want to be able to close that chapter and do something that is going to be acceptable in the community, but also to all the spectrum that are watching that scenario emerging there. I want to be brief as that, just in terms of so that I'm able to answer questions and respond to them. I also want to make the point that we are going through a process of assessing this government in the Western States. So you have again a part of the lawmaking process went on, you're given the main option of power traditional government. The option about the executive mayoral system, the type of government, the option of executive policy system is there is that menu, which has to be applied depending on what the country is behaving. We're making a different analysis. Given the instability, the continuous care home of working leaders, because what that option would suit is to start making a problem. And once we come to a conclusion about that, it is something that we want to come back about here and say, this is the intervention we want to make. So if we don't come here all the time just making the settlement of my intervention because of a particular issue that we could address differently in order to bring stability. One side might ensure that nobody wants to protect from outside, but you find yourself in there because of the type of system that is there. You are aware when we try to do like the case out of the bottleneck where and all of that. But all I'm saying is that we think in all sorts of things to ensure that the responses to their work properly and they're not hindered by narrow political agenda.
But as if some of the options that one had for the economic share, and you think that you have better than one had?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for my chemistry. Well, we highly appreciate that everything that you support. Clearly, your master has taken a good taken in a different form, which I think our colleagues in the room will be jubilant. Is that the proper legislation is supposed to be accommodated by the end of the day. Therefore, it means that that issue of focus will never arrive again. So, you know, putting it in the past, so that when we move forward, fertility, stability, and fertility. According to the third one, well, I think we heard the report here that Western Cape is the most challenging province, not only in terms of the position level, but municipal level. Municipal level is quite way of this community. But Duma Gali said, it means what you think was Duma Gali's kidney. So there was 50 in relation to this dynamic that I know that. Now, I would want to hear the colleagues very session of sanity or making on whatever level of business. But I think MCI is very interested in waiting with anticipation on the issue of this Christmas, as one I call it here. Because it's not the same, I mean, like yourself, I think you find the confession that when in the main stage, you take the prisons alone. You only can't count the cabinet when you have a system. As opposed to a committee. In a committee, you must check with the colleges if it has agreed. Then you can't run the whole thing. Therefore, it's the same with narrow committee. That your power is within the collective. It's not within any individual in the collective community. And that way, those are the challenges. We have ways to actually make it. It's not what we talked about earlier. The competition. The international commission. I think with Mr. Lu, we all were waiting to get right on this.
Thank you. It was very interesting listening to you and your opening address and also to the MEC. It made me think of a great success as many fathers failure is an awful thing. But I disagree with you on the one point. I think that coalition forming is actually a very good thing. It teaches us a lot of things. It teaches us to work with other groupings that politically perhaps don't agree with us. So I quite like the idea that Western Cape is doing it. Not especially Cape, but of course that's a very nice one for us. But I think it's a very good thing. It teaches people and parties that we're not all devils and we're not all angels, and I think that's a very good thing. I think the important thing is actually not the new mayor or the new councillor, but it's actually the quality of people that are replaced. And if we can get, and this is not a party issue, if we can get quality people into local government, half our problems will be solved. I think we should, all the parties should work at that and see, now especially when the new election's coming, that we do put people on our list that can really do the job and are qualified. Just one interesting thing I read about a year or two ago, and I say when Italy was growing and was doing its best for its community, it was a period of change every 3 months in their government. But they had such good people, officials, that it didn't matter at the top, because they had, the structures were right, their rules were right, and people, you know, enforced the rules. So even in a period like that, they did well, and I think we must try to do well, irrespective of political differences and things like that. Thank you, sir.
If I listen to you, Mr. Laroux, what you are saying that in addition to other measures of party, which you have on, if I listen to you well, let's ensure that the stability is in that way, whoever comes, it will make it difficult for individuals that when they come, they want to change them.
I just want to make it quite clear that I think we should have very good and strong rules, but we must also be strong enough to enforce those rules. I think that way it doesn't help us to have rules but we're not enforcing it. So it's a combination of having good counselors, having good staff, doing important work. Everybody must know what the rules are and the rules must be enforced.
It seems that Mr. Laroux, if you can be coached by the MC, as you have done this morning, how can you be calling the government?
Thank you, Professor. I hope Laroux is not talking about changing and going by the campaign. Because if he says that the politician must not change the administration so that the continuity.
I didn't say that at all.
Okay, so I want to check with the MSP. How many municipalities are under project consultation in the Western Cape, particularly with the
thank you, Tim. Thank you to MC Kukile Yangi for the report. My hometown is also the city, and let me just maybe also sketch you, give you some insight into the book of the municipality. We have an ANC of four councillors, GA2, EDP, the ID breakaway, one, and the COSA ACP. They have a dual membership now. It's three councillors. That gives us 10. And then the three wards that are now vacant will give us 13. So I want to add my sympathy with myself and the UEC. And when that three wards is one, we might just be with another mayor and a whole new system. And that is very problematic in both of ways. What I would like to know from on the UEC is that the field that was launched also included an appeal against the two proportional members. But the IEC put place in they are actually functioning. So I don't know how you handle this. Maybe the field, so how come they are not withdrawn? I mean, that seems to me some. The violation was postponed because of the field. So the actual report should also be withdrawn. It was actually a mistake, if it was by accident, where I seek to put it in, but then the mistake must be rectified. The other concern, in the three wards, they have been without councillors now for a long time. And the concern is, and as I know, service delivery, there's nothing happening. We have shifted the area of our regime where those wards are vacant. How, and the question that the chair also raised, how is the ward committee now functioning? And is there any function of ward committee without the council, the ward council, and what is happening? Then there's another big concern that we picked up in the book of this municipality, and we were wondering how the MEC approved their budget. Maybe you could give me some clarity, because the budget was totally on office expenditure, chairs, air conditioners, computers, and nothing on galaxy. And it was a very big concern among some of us when we looked at the community into this budget that still was approved by the council. Let me come to the decision to galaxy, if I am allowed again. To be about the same time?
Yeah.
Okay. The concern also in the district municipality that since the project was done, was either recorded through the front, as an NM, as a district municipality, there has been no NM appointed as well, how far is that process? And how does it affect delivery? And what is happening? Because we also, as there was an acting NM, Nicholas Nocky, and then he then after some concern, he didn't want to act anymore, and then I heard the ABC had to intervene to get someone there. The situation with finances, especially in the district. The district in totality has gone to province, has gone too far to national to say they need money. But what has happened in the municipality with all these court cases with the previous alien human firm, they had to pay, I think, up to 800,000. And all the legal costs involving court cases, at the moment, there is a great, I think it's a great appeal or something looking for evidence, because after they then the whole council is changing, so there's more. Now, what is the legal cost? Where does it come from? From which allocation? How does it affect the delivery of that asset council is such a little money is spent on the ego cost. Thank you, Chair. I think you should stop there.
Thank you very much. You might understand that I understand the question, but they're saying the court passed that. And what doesn't pass, if you appeal, if there's an appeal, you can't do anything. Up until the appeal is finalized, it's then, depending on what the outcome of the appeal, you can do whatever you want. Now, I would say that in that kind of point, people where they say are related to the appeal, fight the appeal. While the people in the world, they have no election to the appeal. It means the IEC implemented the decision partial to the legal system. Therefore, if they don't decision in partial, what are the basis for the because if you cannot implement the partial, it's implemented the whole ongoing. And they're saying you want to do, they're not supposed to implement it. Making it clear in your mind. Clear in your mind, that's not lost. Mrana.
Thank you, Mr. Okay, I'm looking at the report here and I'm thinking to myself that it must be a little bit difficult for our enemies to get. It's a simple question for our hard work. That my concern is a good for your best arrangement. Because shortly, what one does is to say that he would be, by sheer luck, that would have a deputy administrator. I don't know if it's anyone who would have become the native one person to go to the city. So at some point, I wonder if the same is part of the way of the arrangement that the other ones will lead for the first 2 years. The other ones will complete the last 2 years. And it's so hard and so that it is now. I got so much effort. Yeah, let's go with it. I don't know. Because even if we have the other people who appeal against the government, they are people who are even they stop the elections. It has with the most of the IEC from court continues. Now, how do we have to give this court action for the IEC government? How do we we can handle this two things that are part where the judicial process is going to continue for the IEC? Because both of us here directly is our voter. The ordinary court system in Gambri, one of the five people who sit up there and three consistent filibustering, which are uncultured and that does not want to hear. I don't know what they do. I know you're the party of the department, but if you can't tell us, during the election, for the public school that they were also out there, so then that you press the influence that every time that I made was when I fight for the same issue. I'm asking the other question, Chairperson, in terms of the way forward, in terms of how to approach it, and when that's just a hotel in the other side. And then the NSCA take another one to say, I don't know how to do that thing. Politically, yes, you can look at those that I talked about that repeatedly. then I discuss. That's what culture is that is now, but then the thing is the culture is when we say the purpose of the culture. They will use that legal group as a self share to destroy it. So I'm quite appalling. The those of them are calling for now just to come out. Just trying to understand how we go out of the world.
Thank you very much. In fact, as I said, I wanted to speak upon the rule. And the person who is sitting in the judicial commission, that I want to thank you for that. Therefore, this is no problem in the farm. And to whoever who did the interference in the independence of the judiciary is a representative, as a other member, and may be the judge president in Barakson to discuss an issue of fact-checking of cases in Barakson from the authority. Given the indication that they have that the more they believe, the more people are suffering. It's not an individual, everything, but it's a community that suffers. Therefore, this case that was the only time on the first, certainly, I disturbed proof of suffering. And it can be that the change is interference in the situation because of the problem. It goes to the very few times they discuss. Even Greenland. The legislation, the policies, and the institutions of the state, all of us are citizens. In my character, the judge, 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 the if you wish to listen to the fear of the industry that they are seen in the law and the mentality, the district and the local are in the news. And that will be another one at the end of the day. And what is appearing is the judges making up their mind on the issue of the faith. That does affect one day and even when we're acting about the proper Christian that they must be shot and then they should be. What I want to say is that one among those, but if the council is non-functional, it's fine. What can you do? These individuals don't have anything to say to send them back. If they don't go home, it's not a choice to do that. That goes by. It means that it's a problem. And the question should happen. So that people who are committed to send them back are listening. But those that are not prepared and want to spend time fighting for months of time, they go. And go back to go. Maybe they spend more time to fight. So this is what has been said by my colleague, the son of the soul. When he says that Justin was planning to show the statistics, it was inward. Look at my finish, my life, and pain, and so on and so on. There is no forecast in the common of liberal sex to people out there. That's in the kind of effect. So when we create a disability, we need to treat them as structural, much more headlines of their own. They are there as a conduit, as a transition plan, to ensure that the citizens of liberal society. Our concern, our main concern is our people. Not that, but they can come and go with the people here. Now, say that. I think a signal is defense to show that the patient is a and
It happens to know that there's a limit to participation. So my friend, that those parties that are there, they will not come back. So when they go to them, but because they say half, that's good to go to them. Now, I will think a little bit, and I'll let you know about this, so that when you say the form, I will show you what I'm saying. But now, only in the position. Not say, yes, without the waiting for my advisor and the constitution, you have all the rights to meet any person. It's never such a deny. You can talk to any person, either the advisor to the office or so, say, I need to have a certification. Not say to a body person. That's the power time in all cases.
And want to give feedback to the council, help us even answer that question. But
from what we are going to be doing is to assess the settlement of our municipalities under coalition since 2006. And it's going to be practical thing. It's not a choice, it's not a theory with the same. Either it has improved stability, it has transferred delivery, or it has not done a lot of then we'll say on the basis of this out of this setting in policy. It just requires us to either strengthen that or use it for something different. That is why we want to use that as a basis. And whatever that we are going to make as an intervention will be informed by practical experience. What I can tell you, that is one example. Those four responses I've mentioned to you, which were one out of the acts of the election, for the executive mayoral system, in those responses, you don't have a lot of affection by all of these companies. Since master and he stands up in operation and delivery, you might not like the decisions they take, but they take those decisions. And drive them with innovation. But when you compare that with other resources that are running through coalition, you might even come to a conclusion that our resources are being wasted. When we train this council within the mayoral committee for 6 months, then next 6 months, new other members come in. They don't know what went through before them. They run marathons, 100 meters instead of running a marathon. Well, they tell you, we don't know whether we share tomorrow. So what we can take decisions for today and not for tomorrow. So we will get all sorts of ideas. And as far as we that's a piece of work we want to put on the table. And in the of that, we say, and we're getting so much lessons out of it. And it informs us to do things this way and that way. Because the best thing is the problem with all of these discussions to do that. It is also a combination that also helps us to inform policy. Because one of the times we might say, then a policymaker is not making the system they're giving us is not working. And the policy is not working based on practice and research where, what is it that we're doing? What interventions we do? So that's why it's important that we share whatever knowledge we have around those kind of frustrations and the work that we're doing in that regard. But from another end of somebody who believes that to get a vibrant democracy, you need many parties, you need a good opposition. Coalition might then be seen as a good thing to have. But I'm saying the context of this party, looking at your strategy, department, and stability and other things, we are challenged under the regime of coalition. And I'm saying from experience. But I was making a point that it could be a debate that we engage in. But maybe a member in the room is right, but I have my own views about what I think the real issue would be. I want to really agree with you when you say the important thing is the quality of people you replace. Even when you talk about coalition, one of the things that has the coalition involved in the context of this problem, you know, the city of Cape Town, you might have a new party. That is all over. It's found every municipality. It has emerged from other big elections, but it does not have data. It does not have strong people who are experienced to know these things. And they don't take correct and proper decisions. And yet they are part of this coalition. And they are popular in all of that. So what also helps the coalition is whether you have got a second mayor to serve this. And so that your issue about the quality of people here is important. And sometimes when I think about the council, I combine both your politicians and administrators. The councillors, because we don't have an influence as to who do we appoint as councillors. That's a party role. It's party who can appoint councillors. And therefore, when you join a party, every party must take responsibility. Whether it's the PA, the ID, or the ruling party must take responsibility. If we're destroyed, we don't have a party then. But beyond politicians, you also have for the same challenges as an administration member. So often you get municipalities wrongly advised in your councillor, and therefore what do you say about that? Well, if it's related to that capacity, is this person trained enough that you know these things and all of that? But even then, I mean, training goes to a particular extent. You can only train up to so far. There's something that I never trained. Not going to say someone's not related. You don't get a workshop for that. So there are certain things and meanings in everything, and that we do. The issue of enforcement, I made that point before, that in that environment, when there's no other choice and a problem, should we immediately check up and use other time to do and utilize the tools available to us of ensuring compliance. So you get us in using a little bit or in TV goes up and show that you start to comply, you know, and they perform and they deliver services and all of that. But sometimes when we do those enforcement, we don't get that support as required. For example, we use it very effectively this year, we use very effectively IDP as a tool. We're able to send back IDP documents that were not up to spec. And we said, we're not accepting this, we want to correct and do that. And when we do that, it's seen as a political thing, then we insist it's not a political thing. We'll analyze that situation. And other state municipalities using that tool, but sometimes we create all sorts of policies and lots of lack of leadership. We don't utilize what was been given as the main issue given. And we come back to you and say, this policy is not working. And the problem is leadership. So not really a policy there, then policy is where. So we should also balance those things. So the IDP thing gave us a lot of lessons. But out of 20 municipalities, out of this province, there were 4 municipalities that were West settlements. In the province, Overberg District, Matsukama, and another municipality, and 3 in the extent of Cape Winelands, Naigma, and Gotland. And 23 that left, out of our assessment, we rated them as okay. And the 23 is still kicked out. It has resources and capacity. It should not be an okay municipality. It's a metro. It should be an extending municipality. Now that's an assessment is done in a very scientific way out of the tool that is available. And in order to show the compliance, the work and all of that. So we do insist on issues of enforcing the law. And I think about what I said, that sometimes when we enforce the law, it's not nice. We are accused of all sorts of things. But for us, as long as well, we are very convinced and we take it as that it's a correct route to take, we'll proceed in that. But sometimes it's important, it helps to reflect in hindsight what the method was. I know you never did it. If for a decision you want to read all sorts of materials and consult this and that, sometimes doing on reflecting after that it doesn't help. On project consolidation in the province, we have more 10 projects consolidated in the province in this province across the 5 districts that we have. Now the central Kano district, with Lainsbeck, Spring, Albert, and Beaufort, the entire district is a project consolidation area. That's why we're so content about that, because we've invested so much in that district that those, what is happening there might be there, the gains that we've done, and we therefore can't afford that. Again, it's going into the waste of resources that were plowed into that municipality. And therefore, it requires us to take extraordinary measures. For the moment, the fact that it was began, that is the first concern, it meant that it's already on close to an ICU. And therefore, all of these things are happening whilst we're so hands-on on that. And we're not going to allow that it goes back. I think the next point was the appeal and the CP at Councillor Novello. This is an IPC challenge. Again, there was a lot of the accused to be that here. It's the IPC that declared who is an elected councillor. It's the IPC that declared who are the members of parliament are and all of that. What it does that we take over in terms of, you know, those public records and all that. The IC is very convincing. First of all, what has happened is that they move with speed and correctly so for the issue of service members to declare those three councillors as elected councillors before there was the issue of an appeal that arose. After they've done that, then there was an appeal that came into being. And after that, they have assessed the situation, their legal opinion says to them, those councillors are declared councillors, and they say, unless a court of law decides otherwise, they will review that position. So if anybody is not happy, if anybody doubts that they should know, the ISIS team will follow suit if the court of law decides otherwise. Now, we don't want to engage in that, or we might have different views from where we're sitting, but it's not about charade. But we, as we don't declare who the counselor is. Once they do that, we take over and say, oh, so I want you to give that explanation on that particular issue. The issue of what comes to pass, I think the second thing was raising this issue, was we want to look far from that in terms of this uncertainty. But what we want to insist is that when a counselor is no longer there, public participation is not solved. And the life goes on. I think on that issue, because I think the law currently says the counselor is the chairperson of that, the chair was reading that for some kind of a reflection among the chairperson of lawmakers to help us be better with this issue. In the meantime, we will ensure that things don't stop in that process. Committee are able to be consulted and informed, even if it's not done through a watch committee. You never have a problem on that the approval of the budget becomes a council decision. Now, in the IDP, when we are assessing the IDP, we all sorts of criteria that we look at. Whether the budget of the resource was credible, and if it was credible, whether it was sustainable, going to the future, and thirdly, if it was credible in the first place, then it would easily be responsive. Responsive meaning that the response to the immediate issues and the needs of those communities. Or if the budget has ivory tower, a beautiful budget that is not connected with the needs of those communities. Those are all the three categories of criteria we're using, and within each of that, there are specific issues in terms of how we assess an IDP or not from the funding. Because even municipality for the problem around is debt, it's revenue generation and debt management, it tells us something about the sustainability of this budget. But the budget can be done by tomorrow with the problem is still not going to be the answer we have here. So we get deep into that. Senator Karu and all of those municipalities, in terms of that assessment, they are not well performing, they are not excelling within the Albert bracket. In terms of our own assessment, from Central Cabo, Prince Albert, Baseback, and so forth, well. It means they are not good. They've got to set up the work, and that's what we will go to do. Within that context, what we have done, we send our comments back to all of the municipalities for them to respond and correct certain things. And your concerns will raise the amount of the issues that will be raised, and for issuing funds to respond to those issues. So we're not we're not lost sight of some of those kind of challenges. Sorry to be long, but I just wanted to respond. On the MDE of the acting MM, it's true that as we were getting into this process of issuing a directive, the MM was called into my office, and the acting MM, in terms of giving that support to the individual, because you are under a lot of pressure. When there's no political leadership, you have to carry that the corporate give support in ensuring that certain things that we stop, and certainly it should be done, that needs to be paid and all of those kind of issues. So we're building that particular issue because of the acting position. I think the member on the, because you see, just going back around the MN issue, the reason why you have that administrative stability needed is that the politicians will not allow that they would be allowed to temper and change the fund managers every day. Then you have stability. But so far was a challenge, which when we call the minister, and some of our MPs and ministers were able to get your interventions around the guidelines that have been issued. There are guidelines and regulations. They need to be strengthened as far as I'm concerned. Well, there is a need to make the resource manager a professional. So far, it is really a political team that gets kicked in and out. Anytime a new mayor comes in and they do these campaigns and buy out and all of them, which is collecting them for your administrative stability starts there in the uniform minister as your accounting officer. But if you're going to play with that, you're unlikely to get that stability below the level below you. So that can be a very big difference in terms of how you're able to achieve that. But when you have that scenario, and that means of money and affairs, the policy and objective of that committee arising out of the IDP, what all that LM needs to do is to understand what the IDP said. Well, that was consulted with communities, who is the ethnic head, why they are come, it's irrelevant. All you do is implement that. But when they're not in power, it is a task. But let's not labor too much about that. I'm saying we have a challenge that we need to work on and improve. I can only say that we are concerned about how certain municipalities are spending a lot of money on legal cases, not only Central Karoo. I'm concerned about Cape Town as well. I'm concerned about the other municipalities, about how there's so much that question of finding the need instead of the need of government, finding the need to want to govern to come. And it's a growing trend that is lost. The family has really on issues that are policy matters that should not be taken there. People that try their life because they know they are not paying for all of these money. But there is a talent that is fine. And the thing is not to really combine the Central Cabinet and the whole. We have our eye on it as part of our monitoring to see how best Manche can deal with these kind of issues. I mean, there seems to be a trend of wanting to divert the attention, and I'm thinking of each year. Well, this problem, besides a lot of government issues we're talking about here, but there are another housing component. So from December up to now, you've got community and our department, we spend a day in court, instead of delivering houses in the house and all of that. So there's a challenge around some of these issues. But in conclusion, what my remarks said, that I wanted to also say, would very much welcome your invitation around the discussion on the policy review process. As the policy administration community engage with that, we look forward to that. But secondly, would also, having said that invitation to us, contribute and play a role in terms of the local government amendment, passing that issue. We are interested to comment on, including the work committee issue that is a challenge we have here. Also, I just want to say that on the issue of the Section 47 report, it is true that it's an issue that has been initiated for some time. When we had a minister meeting last year, there were three provinces that had submitted to this house, to the legislators, and to the minister, and the Section 47 reform, which was the Northwest, and Kenya, and ourselves at the time. And today, this morning, I was explaining and demonstrating that went into our government and transfer cabinet committee. So don't question, don't ask me why did I give the lawmaker first before going to government, because I think that question is not right. But that report of those tribunals come at the period of 05, 06 financial year. This is kind of a cleanup operation, showing that we're not doing that kind of work. We're currently now doing the second 47 report in terms of 06, 07, and we're responding to the deadline to finish that by March this year. So by June or April, or maybe come and table, our own report is called by you to say, this is what our Section 47 report said, because I know we're supposed to do that. The fact that we're not been doing it, I don't know how to explain that. But we're able to come and explain those. We also can easily call by you, Chapter 2, come and present to you that there are the things of municipalities, which ones are in intensive care, which ones are on the healthy footing, which ones are on the danger that are drifting away from being healthy municipalities, which ones that. And we use that based on the process of reports and your ICP and other issues altogether. So We will do a little bit to ensure that we end this function in that way. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you very much. The cooperation with Parliament makes the society become it doesn't come as bad as commercial. I hope I have your background, but it doesn't look. But it's very important that when that cooperation with the champion. You know, I heard that Mr. LaRue is an organization that can prevent the effect of contact. Is a capital prudential, which means that capitalism, which is very major, like persistence. It means for an investor to invest, you must know that you are investing on an area where your profits of that area are changed. And they are sustainable. They don't change overnight. So that you move your investment. Now, if you talk then about harm comes, my collision, you did this thing also. Changing policy from that to that, and therefore it's unpredictable. Now I'm saying something like that the data presentation to my colleagues outside, when we bring tea and coffee, we engage in discussions. We are interested in doing something. Okay. Now I think on the issue about NDC, we will of course take the challenge of this thing because there is this issue of the funding content, so we know it. But at the same time, that I think we have trusted the big chief there to facilitate the meeting. I think it becomes a problem with the tax process, but this thing that we have in ensuring that people are prioritized, the justice, what is to come, and trying to win that the meeting. The avoiding, of course, we look at this AC and the future of this federal government. Now, if I understood you correctly, you're saying that the IC moves to speed in implementing the GR decision. Before the number of years. Therefore, that is why there is another half. And then the number of years after that was done. Therefore, it comes a little better because it needs to take time to obtain them. I think there are two problems of engagement with the system of the population. So. And which then I think it is a solution for me. It is close. I think something that is very successful like that. And I think that the photo was presented for us. Yeah, but this is the core. That you are basically here in this inequality. Including my colleagues, not only that, the city and government is active. To find out what happens, they come to the city. I'm not so political, but it's really important. If there's none, there's nothing wrong with shaking the energy and the kids. So, when they go overseas, even when they go to countries that are not interested or interested in certain issues, Father, they ask the government, what is your policy on gender? Why is your organization like this? The Bible country. You can see in school that they are not competent. And they hear and say, no, this thing is for
women is not natural.
According to their problem, according to their feeling, like this, we are not coming closer on this issue. That they put us on the children. When we find that our police is going to be a thing, now they come and say that very strong. Which I think is the challenge in terms of thank you very much for your presence, and we can hold the next service, you know, create a discussion around there. And that's all that we will keep in touch. So colleagues, thank you very much, colleagues. Enjoy the network, enjoy the drink and so on. The meeting is official at the end, we still stand up tomorrow at 4:00. This is going to be a good one.